I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults, and this social worker's best answer to them. Today we have a question from an adult for her children.
Hello, my name is Celine, and I have two children. Their grandparents are Polish and live in Poland. I know you usually answer questions from children, but today I have a question as a parent for my children. With the recent events, my son heard about Poland and war in the same sentence and asked me a lot of questions. I don't know what to say and how to explain the war to a 6-year-old. How can I talk about war without bringing more fear?
Celine, you are right to ask, and we don't mind that you are a mother asking a child's question. It is a hard question to answer, and one I wish I did not have to answer. Sometimes we adults want to avoid telling our children about negative or scary things, but the fact is many children, just like yours, will probably have heard of war already. They will hear us, the adults, talking. There are images everywhere. There are demonstrations, and as adults, many of us are guilty of doom scrolling right now. I have been glued to the news, as many of us are. My eyes have even welled with tears on more than one occasion. How would a child miss this? They most certainly won't. To answer your question, Celine, I would like to start by giving you my first rule of thumb when tackling difficult conversations with children. Let the child guide the conversation with their questions and then try and figure out why they are asking by following their questions with a question. Let me illustrate this. Your child asks, "Is there war?" You respond with, "Why are you asking?" In your case, it seems that they are worried about their grandparents and were able to articulate that. Maybe they have their own worries that you have not thought about. Often children think of things that we adults won't be thinking of. So try and understand why they are worried and help them feel safe and calm by not only answering the questions, but also answering to their worries. Hopefully you will be able to calm any fears they might have, and that is your most important task. Remember to keep your answers short and only answer what they have asked. It is also okay to say, "I don't know." You don't need to make up an answer. There are many unknowns right now. I'd also advise not overdoing the news in the presence of your children. This means the TV and computer should not be running nonstop. If your child is showing signs of being anxious, take a look at how much the news is running in your home and maybe turn it off. Then have a good conversation with them. Many times, your attention and calming words will do the trick. Celine, in your case with your children's grandparents in Poland, you could explain to them that Poland is helping people from the Ukraine by letting them come through the borders. This would be a great way to start a conversation about helping others, because taking action and helping may ease any anxiety they might be having. It will also give your children the feeling that they can do something to make the world better. This could be as simple as making a sign or a painting and hanging it in the window to show that you stand with Ukraine. You could also donate something to help a refugee shelter in your area. Celine, it sounds like you're doing a great job. I hope this helped you. Thank you for asking. This is Allison Ox from The Things They Ask, wishing that I didn't need to answer this question and thinking of all of those suffering right now. Questions can be sent to studio@worldradio.ch.